Hello there, everybody, and welcome to the Bat Ball Podcast. We are here for episode 62. Now, I'm aware that it's been a good 2 or 3 weeks since our last episode. I'm sorry for the fact that we haven't uploaded in a while. We are back now. I had my birthday and a lot of stuff going on. So, basically why I've not been here. So today is episode 62, as you all now know. And for those that are listening now, you may have seen our previous episode. But if you haven't seen our previous episode, which was just me, definitely go and take a look and, you know, and take a listen at that. And also take a look through all the other podcasts that we've done, you know, whether it be with the likes of Ed Davey, my old head teacher, Reese Oliver, the Lion Man, Councillor Richard McCrae. We've got two with him. Milan Radulovic. We've also got two with him. Tez Elias, or you name it, we've got it, right? Definitely go and check out all those interviews, which are all available on Spotify and Anchor and all that, like, etc. So, yeah. Well, I thought I'd update you on, obviously, on a new thing that I've said we are doing. We are going back to two uploads a week, which is great news, obviously. And on a Sunday, it will be just me talking to you. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have a guest. Now, the Sunday ones will just be at my house. However, the Wednesday ones, we are going back to the studio. Now, the way I'd like to do that is by keeping my PC at home and moving my laptop to the studio along with the microphones. However, unfortunately, we are selling the microphones. I know we've only had them a year. They're in great condition. You know, if anybody's looking to buy some microphones, we've got two Blue Yeti microphones that are up for sale, both with stands. And also they've got a cover on them as well to keep the butt and the putt kind of sound away. So if you'd like them, I'm, you know, willing to negotiate and talk. I bought them for £120 each, so I'd like to get at least 70 quid each one. But, you know, that's kind of what I'm hoping to get for, about 70 quid. You know, they're a year old, but barely been used. Well, they've been used quite a lot, to be fair. But they're in really good condition. The only problem is one of them has got a problem with the headphone jack. But other than that, they're perfect and in really, really good condition. I've always looked after my microphones anyway. So, you know, definitely let me know if you're interested. There's two here. You can buy one if you'd like. It's up to you. But I'd like to get at least a 70 quid each, you know, minimum. So, but yeah, I am saving up to get an input deck for the podcast studio and two AUX mics, just because it makes life so much easier. USB mics are a pain in the bum, which I wish I'd listened to people when they told me that, but I didn't. So we're in this position now. But that's okay. You live and you learn, don't you? So that's the plan. The studio is going to have hopefully an input deck, two AUX microphones, and hopefully we'll be getting loads of new cool stuff for the studio. Kind of change the way it looks a bit, make it look a bit cooler than it is already. So that's the plan. But yeah, that's enough. That's kind of a little update about the studio. Yeah, we're coming back with that. We feel that COVID cases are... The problem for me was I didn't want to risk the whole COVID situation, especially when the studio is in an establishment where that is a big factor. So I wanted to kind of just be a bit wary. But I feel like now is the time where I can go back. So yeah, I feel that we're in that time. So we're going back. But this week has been an interesting week, other than last week having a birthday and, you know, it's been a good week in terms of there's been a lot of positive things coming out of this week. Excuse, that was an unintentional pun there. COVID cases are kind of going up and down. The R rate has dropped between 0.8 and 1.1, which is great news. So that means every person will go on to infect between 0.8 people and 1.1 people, which is really, really a lot better than it was a couple of weeks ago. You know, high vaccination rate, you know, one of the highest in the world. And also 16 to 17 year olds will be getting their vaccinations in around 3 to 4 weeks. So I will be getting my vaccine when it is offered to me. And this is a question that people have been asking me. Why would you get a vaccine when you're only 16? Why would you get a vaccine? It's a good question, because the kind of generalization with COVID is that, like, it's just an old people kind of disease, like virus. But it's not. It's really not that. It's COVID is much more than simply a virus that harms the elderly, or, you know, it's not. Well, it used to be. The original strain, the first kind of strain that we really, you know, saw that went through the world. I don't know what the name of it was, but I'll just say the original strain. That wasn't so deadly to younger people. However, in the new Delta variant, most people that are in hospital are 18 to 34 year olds, apparently. So it's quite a worrying statistic, really. And, you know, if you don't, as I said last time we were on the podcast, if you don't have your vaccine, that is your, you know, that is your thing. I'll never question you on it. You know, if you want to talk to me about it, talk to me about it. But if you don't want your vaccination, that's cool. Don't have it. But I'm personally going to have it, because I think that although 16-year-olds aren't in that 18 to 34 majority of people in hospital situation, and maybe not many of them are needing ventilators, that's great. But some people are still in hospital with quite serious issues with COVID. And also a lot of people are getting long COVID, young people as well. So, of course, it's quite a scary thing. But you do have to see both sides of the story. You've got to, in order to talk to somebody about why they should have a vaccination, you need to see past the kind of, well, I'm having it, so it must be fine. Do you know what I'm saying? So we're in a situation now where it's like, well, you know, people are saying, well, I'm having it, so why don't you have it? It's not a good enough reason to give someone. If you want to properly persuade someone to have a vaccine, then you should give them all the facts. And it shouldn't be like a, when you're selling something, it should be a situation where it's like, well, I think you should have it because of this, this, and this. For example, I think you should have the vaccine because it is proven to be safe. It's not only proven to be safe, it's proven to be effective. As you can see with cases being fairly lower, although I don't know if that's definitely the vaccine doing all of that, because I don't know how effective it is on the Delta variant in terms of transmission, because recent studies said that the transmission was actually the same for non-vaccinated people. However, serious illness from COVID is a lot less with the vaccine, although obviously there will always be that time where somebody will still die even though they've had the vaccine from COVID. So it's always a possibility. But in order to kind of talk to people about why they should have a vaccine, you should always be asking questions. You should always be providing information and evidence, proper scientific studies as well, not just opinions, and give people a real reason why they should. And if you don't feel there's a good reason for someone to have a vaccine, then don't worry about it. But I know that not only I, but many people can tell you good reasons why you should have the vaccine. And it's not just about keeping you safe, it's about keeping others safe as well, because it does reduce transmission in some form, but it's just a little bit less, I believe, with the Delta variant. So, but, you know, I would get the vaccine, and I'm hopefully going to get the vaccine soon. So, but yeah, but that's just a quick little note on that. I don't want to go in too much into COVID because I've got a better story to tell you all. Now, obviously, this column is just talking with me, by the way, so you're going to get a lot of me talking, which is a bit unusual considering I'm the only one here. But yeah. Well, yesterday, we'd just been to football. Now, this is in the Meadows where a family member of mine lives. And we were down there, and we were down in the Meadows playing football on the basketball courts. And well, we saw so we came home because my brother was having a right mardy on the basketball court. So we came home 5 minutes after he left completely and went to the pub after watching the County game, because we went to watch the County game. I'm a Forest fan, had my Forest shirt on, but County lost, obviously, same as Forest, so pretty boring all round. But he went back to the pub to see his parents, and as we were walking by, we went past these police, and they all had the blue lights on, but they weren't moving. And I thought, well, that's strange, are they in someone's house? And because we were all just kids, and we were just like poking around, looking around. There was a cameraman, and somebody said, ooh, maybe something to do. It says Channel 5 on the back, and I thought, take the mick, it's not police interceptors, right? And in fact, I'm just going to go and get my pen. Wait, give me a second. So in my bag, I mean, it's not like I can show you, but there is a blue police interceptors pen, which is awesome, by the way. It is a limited edition police interceptors pen, and it was given to me by the cameraman for Police Interceptors. So if you watch a video or an episode in the Meadows in the next couple of days, I was there just after they filmed it near PT Stores. So it was awesome. I've waited all of my life to meet the Police Interceptors, hopefully for the right reasons, and thankfully it was the right reason. And that's where they were. So, yeah, great people. But yeah, we met Police Interceptors, so that was another highlight of the week. Obviously not the typical kind of thing that you do on the week. You just casually meet Police Interceptors, but yeah, it was awesome. So we met Police Interceptors, and that was cool. Last thing I wanted to kind of talk about is the fact that, you know, although I was doing a lot of gardening, which is, you know, in some ways it's kind of taken my mind off journalism. And podcasting, it's kind of made me too tired, really, to do it, which is a bit unfortunate because I love doing it. And you know, it's a bit unfortunate, really, that I've not been able to do as many podcasts or, you know, write as much for NG9 News, you know, and it's made me quite sad, really, because, you know, I put so much effort into this and don't want it to go. But now we're in a position where I feel that we're coming to the end of gardening, really. And I can imagine you were probably just about to say that I was coming to the end of the podcast. But no, the podcast is still going. And therefore, gardening will slow down as I go back to college. And we're going to set up NG9 News as a business, hopefully like a community interest company or something similar to that, or whatever business it needs to be. Either way, even if it is a limited company, which I don't think it will be, but if it is, we'll still be getting that investment into the community. And hopefully, we'll do as we said at the very start. Every month, we'll give to a charity. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that. That's the plan. So I'm meeting with the business advisor and he's going to talk to us about how we can set it up as a business and what business to set it up as, basically. So, yeah. But we're in a position now where that is the case. So gardening is slowing down, podcasts and journalism is speeding up. So, but that's pretty much all I have to really tell you about today, guys. So thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry it's been so long, as I say. You know, if you're interested in becoming a guest or you've got something that you want to talk about on this podcast, give me a shout. Give me a shout. You know, Facebook, Instagram. Well, not Instagram. I don't really use it. But Twitter, you name it. Drop us an email if you have to. thebatboardpodcast@gmail.com. And take care. So thank you all for listening. That was episode 62 with me, Jay Martin. We'll be back on Wednesday with Steve Colby, who has been here twice with me, one in the studio and one without. So everybody tune in next Wednesday and enjoy. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care. Goodbye.